This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
Who owns America? Contrary to a widely accepted view, this country's wealth doesn't belong to a broad middle class. The richest 1% own 60% of all corporate stock and all business assets. They own close to 90% of all tax-free bonds. True, some 40% of families own some stocks or bonds, but almost all of these have total holdings of less than $2,000. Taking into account their debts and mortgages, 90% of American families have little or no net assets. The greatest source of individual wealth is inheritance. If you're not rich, it's probably because you lack the foresight to pick the right parents at birth. Studies show that rags to riches is a rare exception. It happens sometimes, but most people, the overwhelming majority, die in the class to which they were born. A large majority of the self-made Forbes 400 super rich inherited their fortunes, or they received crucial startup capital from a family member. The trend has been toward greater economic inequality. Corporate profits have more than doubled in the last decade. Income from investments has grown 2 to 3 times faster than income from work. The 500 largest U.S. industrial corporations more than doubled their assets in the last 15 years, while shedding over 5 million jobs. And the years that follow brought the highest level of corporate profitability in the post-war era, and probably the highest level of profitability in human history. During the last 3 decades, the richest 1% in this country saw their average after-tax incomes increase by 115%, while the incomes of the poorest fifth declined by almost 10%. U.S. Census Bureau income studies refer to the richest 20% who earned 13 times more than the poorest 20%. But being in the top 20% doesn't make you rich. All you have to do is earn $65,000 or more. It's really upper middle class, if that. The top 20% are not the rich. The very richest stratum consists of not more than a tiny fraction of 1% of the population. That 1% controls most of the wealth, and that 1% is not 13 times richer than the poorest people, not 30 times richer, but really 1,000 times or more richer than the poorest 20%. Few of the people who study income distribution seem to realize how rich the rich really are. And that's because the U.S. Census Bureau doesn't sample incomes over $1 million. Income and wealth differences are greater than at any time over the previous 60 years. As one economist put it, if we made an income pyramid out of children's play blocks, with each block representing $1,000 of income, most of us would not go more than a yard or so off the ground. But the peak for the super rich would be a tower of blocks that's many times higher than the Eiffel Tower itself. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org. The music was Flute Medicine by Synth.